The latest solution to Europe's debt crisis? Changing treaties.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll talk to the president of a company whose product will probably be on your Thanksgiving table today. But first, since Wall Street is closed today, let's check global stock markets. Well, stocks were higher across Europe, but they have all turned lower. The London index down about 0.5% right now. Frankfurt down 0.33%. Paris down 0.4%. Hong Kong closed higher today, though, up 0.4%. And yesterday, the Dow dropped 236 points to close at 11,257. Now let's get to the news out of Europe this morning. Leaders of France, Italy, and Germany are meeting in Strasbourg, France, and here's the headline. They want to change EU treaties so they can better deal with the debt crisis. To explain, we're joined live by our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So they want to change the treaties. What does that mean, and is this some kind of a breakthrough?
No, it's not a breakthrough, not a real breakthrough. There's never been any real disagreement between Germany and France on this. They both agree that in order to get the 17 Eurozone governments on the same page and running their budgets along similar lines in future, there will have to be treaty changes to provide for things like closer outside scrutiny and control of budgets. The real disagreement between the two has been over how to tackle the immediate crisis now. And one of the main points of disagreement has been over the role of the European Central Bank. France and others feel the European Central Bank should be acting like the Federal Reserve and printing money and buying up billions of dollars worth of Eurozone government bonds. The Germans, however, think that would be inflationary. No change there. Chancellor Merkel said again today there will be no change in the role of the European Central Bank.
And what about the latest news that's coming in from all over Europe, Stephen, and not great news? We've got this news out of Portugal today. They've been downgraded by Fitch to their debt to junk status. Germany, obviously, yesterday had this bad bond sale. They couldn't sell all the bonds they wanted to. And Ireland now wants more help from Europe to deal with its bank bailout. Things seem to be going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, every day more bad news. I mean, the market is telling the politicians we need clear, decisive, coordinated action. We want the Eurozone to come together and act like one country in a crisis. But the politicians can't do that. They can't go that far. Certainly, Chancellor Merkel can't go that far. The German voters have been telling her they don't trust their European partners. They're not going to back up Greece, Spain, Portugal, and Ireland, and Italy with hard cash.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, so we're going to talk food now with someone whose food products are going to be found on many dinner tables in America today. Randy Papadelis, he's the president and CEO of Ocean Spray, and he joins us now from Lakeville, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jeremy?
Great. Well, let me ask you, because it's Thanksgiving, let's start by talking about cranberries. You are the biggest producer of them, did more than $2 billion in sales last year. How much of that happens during Thanksgiving week?
Well, you know, surprisingly, cranberries sell somewhat equally throughout the year, but certainly our cranberry sauce products are sold primarily at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Why do you think cranberries are so associated with Thanksgiving?
I think the fact that they were on the table at the first Thanksgiving here in Plymouth, I think, has a lot to do with the folklore surrounding cranberries. We like to say that the cranberry is to the month of November what the pumpkin is to the month of October.
Now, a lot of companies that make food products are being impacted by the rising price of commodities, the rising price of the ingredients that they use. Is that something that you have to worry about?
Absolutely. We're in a tough situation right now where much of what we buy, whether it be the plastic for our bottles, the other fruit concentrates that we blend with cranberries, the corrugate, the packaging that we put our products in, all of those are up significantly on a global basis. We're paying a lot more for our inputs. But because of the state of the economy, we're unable to pass those prices along to customers.
When you look at the global economy right now, and you've got a China that is growing very rapidly, some people think that there may be a bubble going on over there. You've got Europe and its debt crisis. You've got gridlock in Washington. How do those things impact you as a seller of food products?
Perhaps the biggest way it impacts us is in the way it might impact our customers. If our consumers take the uncertainty of the global economy and translate that into their purchasing habits, that will have an impact on our sales rate. Businesses don't like uncertainty, and if we can limit that uncertainty, we're in a better position.
What about taxes? So much of the debate right now in Washington is about not wanting to tax the job creators, as some call them, as some would call you, and that's really the main issue that's making you, a job creator, make a decision. Is that true?
I would say it's less about the taxes that we pay in North America and more about the trade barriers that might exist between countries. We've got various parts of the world that for whatever reason are imposing tariffs on U.S. cranberries that are making it harder for us to sell in and compete in various parts of the world.
Finally, how many days a year do you think you consume cranberries?
Every day.
Really?
I have a glass of cranberry juice every morning.
Wow.
It's dedication. I happen to love cranberries. It's such a treat to be able to work for a company that you actually thoroughly enjoy the product. And I've been working here for 10 years and I'm not sick of it yet.
Well, Randy Papadelas, President and CEO of Ocean Spray, thanks so much and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, Mr. Papadelas mentioned that most people like to buy cranberry sauce already made. Turns out Ocean Spray sells 86 million cans of it every year. I opted to do things the hard way, though. Made some cranberry sauce from scratch last night. I had no idea how much sugar goes into that stuff. Maybe it'll counteract the tryptophan. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
So you want to have a huge Thanksgiving feast, but you want to save money and use the freshest ingredients. So what to do?
Do not raise your own turkeys. Stuffing, you know, homemade stuffing is better. But I do have a sentimental attachment to Pepperidge Farm because that's what I grew up with.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Do it yourself or just go out and buy it. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.